We are joined once again on The Green by contributor Eileen Dalabrida, who this week takes a look at community pools and how they're trying to ramp up for the summer season despite restrictions they have because of the coronavirus pandemic. Eileen, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us this week.
It's good to be here, Tom.
In broad strokes, what is the state telling pools that they're able to do here at the outset of the summer season?
Well, there are guidelines, and they're very strict, and visitors are allowed to 20% of pool's maximum capacity. So it's going to be pretty much swimming and relaxing. No snack shacks, no swimming lessons, no rafts or toys, or any of the other activities that people often enjoy at swim clubs, like tetherball and playgrounds and volleyball. That is not on the table as yet.
And this is kind of not a one-size-fits-all situation, even though there is this kind of overarching guidance from the state. What people encounter when they go to their pool will really depend on their pool and their leadership and what they decide to do, right?
Yeah, there are a number of different ways that swim clubs can get to where they need to be. For example, at Lane Swim Club in North Wilmington, they're asking folks to bring their own chairs. At the Y, you can bring your chair if you want to, but they have chairs there for you. At DuPont Country Club, they have chairs there that will be wiped down, and they don't expect members to bring their own chairs. There are lots of different restrictions in terms of making a reservation. You can reserve a spot for 2 hours at some pools, 1 hour at others, and at the Y, you don't have to reserve a spot at all because their facilities are so large.
So really it is a matter of most places, if you want to go to your pool, you are going to kind of have to plan ahead and kind of set up a time, almost kind of make an appointment to go to the pool as opposed to being like, oh, it's nice outside, let's go.
Yeah, it's not as spontaneous as it is in other years.
And to be clear, the change to allow outdoor gatherings of up to 250 people in the state, that does not apply to pools right now, right?
No, it doesn't. It's the strict 20% of capacity rule. The director of the Delaware Division of Public Health says that because pools and decking are surrounded by fencing, they don't fall into the state's open air category.
So they are considered enclosures, even though they're open-air enclosures. It's an interesting distinction. I'm sure it's one that people will be a little unclear on as this season starts. Yeah, your story also notes that the first pools to open were at some of the YMCA sites over the Memorial Day weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about what they're doing specifically at the Y and how they fared with that first weekend of activity?
Yes, the Western Family Y opened its 10-lane outdoor pool and the Middletown Family Silver Lake Pool over the weekend. And the water was cold, it was 68 degrees, but it did not keep the kids from jumping in because they were so happy not to be cooped up at home. Over the course of the 3-day weekend at both pools, total 500 people came. That's a lot less than they usually get, but that reflects the experience of otherwise across the country where people aren't jumping into the pool with abandon. They're being cautious.
Yeah, so like a lot of other things we've talked about on the show in terms of reopening, just because something is reopening doesn't necessarily mean all of a sudden people are going to go to it right away.
Yes, there's a lot of wait and see out there.
Another larger pool entity that is getting started early is the new DuPont Country Club in North Wilmington. They're set to open this weekend. Tell us a little bit about their plans because this is kind of this was supposed to be their big coming out party.
It is. It's the pools are a huge deal for the club in essentially recreating themselves, and so they're big, beautiful new pools. They're going to open on May 29th. And they will admit 100 members at a time in two-hour blocks, and then there'll be a 15-minute buffer in between where the staff can come in and clean all the tables and clean all the chairs for the next group. They'll open at 7 o'clock in the morning. They'll close at 7 o'clock at night, and they're anticipating about 200 people each day.
And we should note, you mentioned the cleaning regimen. That's one of those kind of overarching pieces of guidance from the state, that any pool that's open is supposed to be kind of regularly cleaning high touch areas and other things like chairs that they are making available to people.
Yes, they'll be cleaning them often. As soon as you get out of that chair, you can expect somebody to be coming over and wiping it down.
With that in mind, do these larger entities like the Y and DuPont Country Club perhaps have a bit of an edge? Because maybe they have a little bit more in terms of resources and infrastructure to manage all this, the cleaning, scheduling people, you know, having buffers between when people come and go. It would seem like maybe these bigger entities would have an advantage over the smaller community pool.
Well, they have more experience in managing crowds, and also they aren't volunteers. And a lot of swim clubs, and there have been a number of swim clubs that date back into the 1950s in New Castle County, that essentially have membership has a big say in how they're operated. So in terms of, I guess, just expertise in dealing with something like this, those larger operations might be a little better equipped.
And it certainly will be interesting to see, you know, how, you know, some of the social distancing is also kind of managed by some of these smaller entities as well. I know when we had talked to Governor Carney at one of his press briefings a couple of weeks ago about the idea of, well, even at the beaches, like, are the lifeguards in charge at the pools of the beaches? Or, you know, and, you know, that seems to be kind of a nebulous area, though a lot of pools seem to be indicating that it's not, you know, their lifeguards are there to worry about water safety. It's going to be other ways and even just kind of voluntary compliance that deals with the social distancing part. So it does seem like they're kind of trusting people a lot on all these levels.
I think they are. People have gotten used to the whole concept of following the rules and social distancing every time they go to the grocery store. And at the Y, when they were open, they didn't have the social distancing police out there, that people were very compliant in maintaining their distance, where if you're in the same household, you can sit together, and if you aren't, you can't.
And I guess some of the concerns, too, may also be mitigated in terms of how many people show up by the fact that there are going to be some people, because they're out of work or such, are not going to be able to afford their memberships this year. So you may have just kind of a natural decline in the number of people trying to go to the pool.
Well, I think that is going to be the case. In fact, the Y anticipates offering more scholarships, which is going to be a stretch for them considering the money they've invested in disinfecting, fogging, and other things they need to keep people safe.
One other pool-related casualty of this pandemic that's not going to get a reprieve anytime this summer would be summer swim teams and leagues. They're definitely a no-go, correct?
Well, the North Brandywine Swim League Board and Pool Representative Committee voted unanimously to cancel the 2020 season. They did approve a one-year eligibility extension for swimmers who would have aged out of the system so that they could come back and compete in 2021. At country clubs, plans for interclub meets are currently on hold. So it competitive swimming is pretty much dead in the water this summer.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to do when you consider, you know, A, the meets bring essentially two pools together at one pool. That's an awful lot of people. And even practices, you've got a lot of kids in a small confined area when you're doing laps and things like that. It just seems logistically it could be really difficult to do. But the loss of the swim season doesn't just affect those swimmers in the pools, right? I mean, there's some other people suffering because there's no swim league this year.
There's a true ripple effect. At the swim shop in North Wilmington, they've been selling suits to competitive swimmers at community pools for 40 years. And this is how it works. The teams come and they pick out their suits in February, and the owner of the swim shop, Stark Will, orders them in anticipation of fittings in April. But when the suits came in, the season was pretty much shut down. So the teams haven't paid for suits they can't use, which means that she can't pay her vendors, which creates a tsunami of woe for manufacturers because they're getting stuck with inventory It's a very problematic situation.
Yeah, it's one of those situations that when you say it, you're like, oh yeah, what about that? And there's a lot of those little situations throughout this pandemic where it just does have that ripple effect into so many little areas. Eileen, also, you know, just talking to people for the story, as you're kind of surveying all this. Give us your take. I mean, do you feel like there's a sense of optimism that something can be salvaged of this summer pool season, that even if the current restrictions stay in place or maybe slightly loosened, that these pools feel like they can get something out of this season?
Yes. I think that people have given up a lot during this pandemic, and I think that the community clubs, the country clubs, the Y, they are really intent on making it work so that people can get out and enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the outdoors, and have some semblance of a summer, especially for families, for children who haven't been able to go to school and they've spent a lot of time at home, to just be out and experience that sense of freedom that you have when you're swimming that you don't have when you're inside.
Yeah, it's also a factor considering a lot of summer camps, as we mentioned last week on the show, are also already canceled. So that may not be an option for many kids this summer. The pool may be the last great hope for kids to get out of the house and parents to get their kids out of the house.
It is not, for the time being, going to be the pool that they remember going to last year, but at least they'll be outdoors and they can swim.
Eileen Dellabrieta, as always, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your reporting. Thank you for being with us on The Green this week.
Always good to be with you, Tom.